Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Book and Publishing Podcast. I'm your host, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday afternoon, June 5th, 2024, and we have a great mix of book and publishing headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
The USA International HARP Competition announces 13th competition dates, May 14 to 24, 2025. Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. The USA International HARP Competition has announced the dates for its upcoming 13th competition as May 14, 24, 2025, to be held at Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Founded in 1989 by Suzanne McDonald, the competition has become one of the most prestigious HARP competitions globally. With IU as an exclusive sponsor, along with Lyon and Healy and Salvi Harps, the event will attract music lovers, contestants, and families from around the world for 10 days of competition and concerts. The application deadline is November 15, 2024, with updated video requirements. Repertoire must be performed from memory, except for the winning work in Stage 3. The competition aims to inspire artistic excellence and promote a broader appreciation of the harp and its repertoire. Donald Summers unveils Scaling Altruism, a proven pathway for accelerating nonprofit growth and impact. Donald Summers, a veteran social impact advisor and entrepreneur, has unveiled his latest book titled Scaling Altruism, a proven pathway for accelerating nonprofit growth and impact. This essential guide offers ambitious nonprofit leaders a comprehensive toolkit to elevate their organizations and increase their impact. The book provides practical guidance through templates, tools, exercises, and implementation guides, drawing on Summers' extensive experience in the social impact sector. Key highlights include actionable insights, cash flow and funding strategies, an investment and partnership scorecard, and leadership best practices. Scaling Altruism is structured across 7 critical chapters, guiding readers through assessing, aligning, planning, testing, funding, executing, and leading their nonprofit organizations. The book is a valuable resource for nonprofit managers, directors, funders, and graduate students aspiring to work in the nonprofit sector, offering the insights and practical guidance needed to transform nonprofits into powerful agents of change.
They manage Taylor Swift and Downtown Mystic. Robert Allen, head of 13 Management, represents Taylor Swift, while also serving as president of Shala Music Inc., representing U.S. roots rocker Downtown Mystic. The confusion arises from two men with the same name in the music business. People mistakenly contact Robert Allen, Shala Music, for Taylor Swift-related matters. Recent requests include a TV interview and a vintage guitar gift. Robert Allen, Shala Music, notes the confusion, wishing to see the guitar and highlighting the lack of Taylor Swift management on his resume. Downtown Mystic, managed by Robert Allen, Shala Music, recently released Rock and Roll for the Soul and Rock and Roll for the Soul, Acoustic Sessions EP, receiving critical acclaim and radio promotion. The EP features stripped-down versions of tracks, including a sync-licensed bonus track for an upcoming film. This clears up the confusion between the two men behind Taylor Swift and Downtown Mystic, solidifying Downtown Mystic's status as a leading independent artist.
Quimera Publishing announces new novel, The Quimera Codes, by Russell Rutland McGuire Jr. Quimera Publishing has just announced the release of The Quimera Codes, a novel of political fiction by Russell Rutland McGuire Jr. This gripping political thriller combines an uprising in Puerto Rico, the pursuit of a loose nuclear weapon, and the rise of a dangerous anti-democratic elite. With 41 chapters and an epilogue, totaling 72,248 words, the novel sheds light on the current crisis of democracy in the United States. Praised by former New York Times book critic Jerry Jonas, the story follows ex-Army Captain Frank Standard and NSA agent Zara De Leon as they unite to prevent a looming nuclear disaster. The Quimera Codes is now available on Amazon.com in both Kindle and paperback formats, offering a heart-pounding journey of espionage and romance in the face of a national crisis. Can Frank and Zara put aside their personal history to safeguard the country, or will their past jeopardize their mission? Find out by searching for The Quimera Codes on Amazon.com today.
Visionary director Jonathan Baker announces final film Icon and sets production for 2025. Baker Entertainment Group, led by visionary director Jonathan Baker, has wrapped production on Fate and is gearing up for their final film, Icon, set to begin production in 2025. Icon follows a soul's journey over 100 years to becoming a rock star, weaving in themes of immigration and musical history. Baker describes it as a unique blend of historical perspective and musical storytelling. The star-studded ensemble cast for Icon is expected to create a musical masterpiece. Meanwhile, Fate features an impressive lineup including Faye Dunaway, Harvey Keitel, Andrew McCarthy, and more. Both films are co-written by Michael Buhlman and Jonathan Baker. Fate is currently seeking a domestic distributor, while international sales are being handled by Highland Film Group. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Book and Publishing Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.